And if you, how did you decline food, if someone said?
Well, I don't like that, or I don't want any of that. He'd say, don't say I don't like that, just say I don't care for any.
What did you call food that you ate the second day?
Well, with our bunch, they mighty, mighty rarely that they ever was any left over for the second day. But it was why I warmed over. Uh-huh. I just warmed over.
And your daddy probably told us, when you were little children, if you just gobbled your food, he'd say, don't gobble your food.
Yes, he'd say, a young lady, don't eat quite so fast. That's what he'd say. Don't eat quite so fast.
Did he tell you any number of times to chew it or anything like that?
No, and Dad didn't. Mother did. She'd say, now chew that good before you swallow it. Mother was more, she watched us more about that. But Dad was, Mother didn't have time, poor soul. She was so busy waiting on the table.
Right.
Dad always fed the baby. As long back as I can remember, when we had a baby, that was Dad's job to hold the baby on his lap and feed the baby.
Uh-huh.
And Mother waited on the table. I can remember so many times she wouldn't sit down, only just long enough for us to get started, and then she was up waiting on the table. But that's the reason that Dad told us more, watched our how we ate more than Mother did. But if it was something that she thought needed to be chewed, well, it was, she'd say. Or if we were had caught a mess of fish, I think, now be careful of the bones, children, she'd say to us.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have grits?
No, we didn't. When we were youngsters, Dad used to buy a lot of this, what he called flake hominy. He liked that so much. And anything that was made out of corn, I guess in North Carolina they had a lot of it. But I don't ever remember of eating grits until after I was keeping house for myself.
What did you put on your hotcakes?
Usually it's sugar syrup. Usually they mix some brown sugar with the white, and make the. We always had just gobs of butter, and we really had hotcakes when we had hotcakes. And if you think it wasn't a job to cook hotcakes for her,
oh,
poor old mother, she always dreaded to make cakes for breakfast. She'd much rather make biscuits.
Have to start the night before.
That's right.
And this is a mod, well, maybe this is an old term too. If something isn't artificial, you say it's, or it isn't counterfeit, it's...
the real thing. that's more likely what we would have said than anything, and that is the real thing. That's genuine. That's a genuine article.
Did you buy your, well, let's see, what would this be, vinegar? Did you buy that in barrels?
No, Mother made her vinegar.
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh. Yes, she did. Uh-huh. She always made her vinegar. Dad would buy apples. And I can remember her, she'd say, well, there's the mother in the vinegar.
Yeah.
And that was good vinegar, too. I tell you, it didn't take the hide as you used it like so much of this acid vinegar does.
I think they must put something in that to fortify it.
I think they do, too. I mean, they do a lot of it. It's so strong, it doesn't take... Well, I can remember just many a time taking a tablespoon and just drinking a tablespoon full of vinegar, and it didn't burn my throat like... Well, I don't think I could swallow.
Did you have cider, too?
No, we never did, because for the vinegar in the fall, Dad would get a barrel of apples. He'd go ask and get a barrel of apples, and